It is 6:09. It's also Friday.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it is 6:09. Yeah. I'm a little confused already, just because my clock says it's 6:12.
It's like 3 minutes off.
Why does it do that?
I don't know.
Okay. It's just too early to figure this out.
It is.
Okay.
It is Friday, which is great, because yesterday felt like a Monday.
Yeah.
But it's Friday already.
Yes.
So we can deal with that.
Yeah.
I can hang with that, being that today is a Friday.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it does. It does. Are you ready for the weekend, Mitch?
Yeah.
What's wrong, bro?
I'm so tired that it hurts. I could not wake up this morning.
Really?
Like right now, I'm still sleeping.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It is finally here.
Yeah.
We have Free Comics Friday today. We're going to be giving away some books courtesy of Astro Zombies. We also have CDs to give away this morning. We're going to have Yo in studio. We're going to have Caleb from the skate park studio talking about something awesome this morning. And your chance to score some really, really cool swag today.
I'm sorry, what was the word?
Swag.
Swag?
Swag.
Wow.
Goodness.
Goodies. I've never actually used that word.
Fun.
Yeah, no.
Joy in a merchandise.
in a merchandise.
I don't know what I'm looking for here.
In a bag.
You keep talking. I sound hollow.
Okay. Well, today's going to be the day that Caleb comes. We haven't seen Caleb in a while, have we?
No, we haven't.
So, good. Glad he's coming in from the skate park.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited, too.
And we have lots of interesting things to talk about today.
Well, he was on his honeymoon.
He was.
So,
back, yeah. Obviously. They camped up and down the coast. That's what they did for
the honeymoon. I want to talk about that, because that's going to be a... I don't know, man. See, of course, I say that for my honeymoon, we went to the World Series.
Right.
So I don't know that that's really any better.
Yeah.
Per se. Because my wife, she played high school basketball, but she wasn't necessarily a baseball fan. But now, in our household.
Sports. Oh, yeah! Sports! I'm talking about.
But now she loves sports,
about.
Huh?
Sports, yeah.
Did she really enjoy that game? Or was she just like, I'm happy to be with you?
I think that was more the idea.
Okay.
Yeah, it was honeymoon, and every time the Giants went up to bat, I pretty much had to go get her a hot dog or a hoodie because it was cold, or a jacket, or, you know.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
Well.
So it was fun.
It was. It was your honeymoon. It was your first few days of really serving her.
Yeah, yeah.
You found out what that meant right away.
At the World Series.
At the World Series. It was cool.
So it was great. So, yeah. But what did you guys do? Did you guys do anything crazy?
For our honeymoon?
Yeah.
We went to Pagosa Springs and stayed there for like a week.
See, that's cool.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I knew that.
Yeah. Sort of. I kind of talked about it once. Yeah. Not much.
But I don't know if you knew this, but I'm a dude and I don't care or remember things.
Right.
So
you'll remember this.
I will try my hardest.
Yeah, we went to Durango as well.
Yeah. Durango smells less like sulfur, so
yeah,
that's good.
No, I love Durango.
Yeah.
So we went out of our way to go there. It was, it's like 45 minutes away.
Right.
But I loved it.
We were at a restaurant this last week and and there were some people who had never been to said restaurant they were from Farmington, and they drove down here for vacation. I'm like, dude, why don't you just go to Durango? And they're like, dude, we go there all the time. We're kind of burnt out on Durango. I'm like,
what do you mean? How do you
really? That's possible?
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know. I thought it was a magical land of joy and happiness.
It is. It is. it is. I was driving down there for the honeymoon, and yes, I was driving because I felt like long distances, I could do that.
Yeah.
And I almost hit Bambi.
Oh, no.
It was awful, but I saved his life because I braked really crazy. But hey, Bambi is alive.
That's good. That's good?
Yeah, so there's still magic down there.
Okay.
That was my point.
I like that.
Bambi's alive, so there's still magic.
Sweet. We're going to play some music for you now from, I talked to Ethan Luck this week, actually.
Did you?
Said, dude, we premiered your song. he was very not only excited, but he's working on an EP. We talked about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the full length's done, he's going to shoot us some, and he wants to talk about it. And it's hard because he's got Reliant K. He's also a professional photographer.
Yeah.
And not like an amateur, like, hey, look at me, I have a camera, so I think
like
I'm a professional.
Good.
No, he's brilliant. And so, yeah, it's ridiculous because he's talented all over the place.
Must be so nice.
I know. Former guitar player from Demon Hunter, mm-hmm. OC Supertones, current drummer in Reliant K, and got his own solo project. It's called Ethan Luck and the High Pressure System.
I love that.
Yeah. Song's called Hey Mr. Pharisee, and I'm a fan.
I'm a fan too, mostly because I love ska.
Yeah.
And so why not keep it alive, because ska is not dead.
It's time to get your skank on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
most people don't know what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
So
look it up. It has to do with ska. It's totally safe and cool and normal. It's just a dance.
Yeah.
Okay?
So the first definition you get is not what we're talking about.
It's Ethan Luck and the High Pressure System. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the big show. It's Friday.
It's a little drawn out.
That's like a yawn, except with words.
Hey, that's productive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking of long and drawn out, it's always tough when you have house guests.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like late at night and you're really all you're thinking about is going to sleep.
Yeah.
But you don't know how to get rid of them.
That's the worst.
So here's one strategy. This last week, a woman in Davenport, Iowa, got two house guests out of her home by chasing them out with a pooper scooper.
How does one go about that? Like, waving it in their face?
I have no idea, to be completely honest. Looking at the story, needless to say, they called the cops.
Yeah, well... What did they say? My friend chased me out of the house.
Basically, when the cops arrived, the woman told the police that the man and woman had, quote, overstayed their welcome at her house, so she decided to chase them out because they wouldn't leave. The cops examined the pooper scooper and noted that there was no poop inside of it at the time.
Oh, good.
But, quote, it had residue on it.
That's bad enough.
Ultimately, they decided not to arrest the woman, but I'm thinking probably not the best way to get someone out of your house if they've overstayed their welcome.
And keep friends.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let's be honest though. Did you have to deal with any family this week?
No, I didn't, actually. Okay. It was the first 4th of July that we haven't had to deal with that.
I say deal with them as if it's like this pox on your home.
Right. I mean like 4th of July, you're out late. You don't want to be out late because now we obviously had work the next day.
The next day. It was a Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was just kind of midweek and not fun and awesome.
Right. So it's like, oh, I'm kind of done. I have to be at work at like 5:30.
Yeah.
So can you leave now? But you can't do that.
Yeah.
So I did not have to deal, quote unquote, deal with that.
We like entertaining friends.
Yeah.
Like we'll do barbecues. We like to get the UFC fights.
Right.
Oh, boy, do we ever. And so, that's fun. But there are certain times where you're just like, all right, this party was until 9 p.m. It's now 11:30. Do we need to start getting, like, invites for friends, like, when we're going to have things to where it says, hey, get here by 6, party goes till 9.
Party goes till 8:30.
8:30.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're bargaining, or if you're selling something, you want to put it as at way. This is the opposite. You want to put it away instead of paying. What am I trying to say?
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, you want to if you're buying something or selling something.
If I want to get $30 for something, I go in there like 50.
Exactly.
And they're like, what, 50? Are you crazy? 20? And then you're like 40. And they're like 30. And you're like, right
okay,
on. Right on.
got you where I wanted you.
I see how that works.
It's earlier, but the thing is, you don't send out invitations. It's so weird.
Right.
I never.
But it's your friends, and if your friends don't understand, like, the concept of leaving, come on.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
What do you do? What do you do?
Dude, I've been in this situation many a times. I've tried so many different ways. Let's see. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Get out.
Apparently that's what he does. He just says, get out.
And I wonder why.
But you know, I feel like it probably gets easier.
Yeah.
No offense, Stever. The older you get.
Why?
Because, like, he's just like, hey, love you guys.
Yeah.
Gotta leave now.
Peace out.
Yeah.
It's easy to say that.
But
I'm old and cranky.
Yeah, but no. But with me, for me, I'm still like we're actively involved in high school youth group.
Yeah.
And so high schoolers are over at our house a lot. And then I also have our friends. It's never like usually what I do is I just start acting the way I feel. Extremely tired. And there's been times where people are over, I'm like, good seeing you guys. I'm laying down on this couch and closing my eyes.
Yeah.
And I will just fall asleep.
Yeah. That sucks though, because as the husband, inevitably that means poor Kelly has to deal with it and or hang out with him. And now his partner, who's supposed to help him get these people out of the house, has now fallen asleep. And you're down to one.
I'll wake up when he wants them to go too.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's hard. It's hard because you want to be, you know, a good neighbor. You want to love your friends and you want to love on those, you know what I mean?
That's why we just hung out for 6 hours.
Being a good house guest. See, you're right. You're right. So I always feel bad, but I never know what to do. Obviously, I'm thinking this isn't the way to go. If you're just joining us, a woman in Davenport, Iowa, had the police called on her when she was tired of her friends being there. She grabbed a pooper scooper and chased him out of the house.
Oh, like, why not a gun, you know? Why not make this interesting?
Why not a gun? She was obviously a cat lady.
I know, that's what I was saying.
Actually, that's not true. Cat ladies don't have friends, and she had house guests. So She couldn't be a cat lady. So, of course, the people called the cops, and when the cops arrived, the woman told them that they had overstayed their welcome at her house, and she decided to chase him out. So, I mean, that's like an obvious, easy way to get people out of your house, but the question is, how do you get house guests out who have overstayed their welcome? What's a nice way of saying it without saying it? I always feel rude when saying, hey, guys, this has been great, but honestly, I'm wiped.
Well, you can either be, you know, forward with them like that, or just start talking about how crazy your day is tomorrow.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Like, you're not looking forward to it, but you got to get some sleep.
Oh, dude, morning show, got to get up at 2:30. I usually exaggerate when it's like,
that's not lying.
But it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's exaggerating. There's a huge difference, Mitch.
You're like, I'm setting my alarm for 2:30. Gosh, it's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be crazy. Totally got to get up really, really early. Oh man, now I'm all convicted about that. I'm gonna have to start telling them it's really like 4:30.
You're like, and I live so far.
Yes.
So far. It
takes forever to get to work, you know.
Thankfully, it's downhill, so if I do fall asleep, I'll keep going. So.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505. I already did that.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
Already did that. Look at me.
Why are you taking the only thing I can do?
Sorry. You can post on our Facebook page where Mitch so kindly put the question, how do you get rid of house guests who have overstayed their welcome? Because you don't want to say unwanted house guests, because you want
your friends to be wanted.
They're wanted. They're just not wanted at 11:30 at night.
What I think about this woman, I think it's just funny because it doesn't give any preface if they got in an argument.
Right.
So it's like, they were having a good time, and then she just got a pooper scooper
and lost it. Yeah. Get out of my house!
Yeah.
Do you not understand it's late and I'm tired? But then I feel like you lose those friends.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose said friends, so we need to come up with good ways to rid people of the home.
So help us out.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or you can give us a call, 505-338-3700. It's the Lighthouse in the Whaler for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Well, if you are not awake, it's okay because there's no traffic.
Yeah. It's looking good.
It's looking good out there. It's just the usual construction on I-40 between Unser and Coors as well as on San Antonio and Wyoming. So
there you go.
There you go. It's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. 338-3669, the phone number. They open in 17 minutes.
Woo!
And oh, I will be getting some coffee this morning.
You know, I can't decide if I want coffee or food.
I think I may go with like a Steve-O this morning.
What?
Yeah, like the old school, like, you know, Cuban shots with
drink.
The foaminess and sweets.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Just feeling.
Just sounds good.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's happening. It's Friday and, you know, you're just feeling courageous.
I am. Speaking of feeling courageous, we were talking about a woman who, I guess the police were called on her this last Monday because she was entertaining house guests and decided, you know, bro, it's getting a little late. I'm sleepy. I want to go home. And everybody was overstaying their welcome. So she took matters into her own hands.
Oh, gosh.
She reached over and found the nearest weapon she could and chased everyone out of her house with a pooper scooper. That's not as terrifying as it sounds, actually.
Well, it's...
I mean, it's creepy.
Unless you're afraid of diseases.
Ooh, yeah, no,
see,
that's gross.
Lots of diseases.
You're right. Like, kitty poop diseases.
Like, you don't... Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
you're
so
the one
gross.
Said it.
It's true.
So here we go. Woman in Davenport, Iowa. She got two guests out of her house by chasing them out with the pooper scooper. Of course, the police were called.
And of course, we don't have a preface as to if they were in an argument. But
yeah.
It's kind of funnier just to imagine that they were having a great conversation.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're having conversations with house guests and it's late at night,
and
in your brain,
quiet.
You're not really listening to them. You're going
yeah,
over
I
like,
know for sure.
Okay, what can I say next that will convince them that it's really late without me being rude? Because I'm exhausted and I want to go to bed.
You know what I do? And eventually I just completely forget that I'm trying to do this. And
right.
Then I get mad at myself like a few minutes later. When I'm having a conversation that I don't want to have, the last thing I want to do is ask any questions or say anything that
right.
You know is going to spawn more conversation.
Oh, dude.
And so you're just quiet and you're like, yeah, totally, totally. Yeah. And then you have an actual thought that you're like, and then it just comes out.
Oh, yeah, by the way, how is so-and-so? No! Why? Why did I say that?
And that's it. That's what happens.
Yeah.
It's late at night. You're already not thinking straight.
Dude, I've had those moments. Or I'll be sitting on the couch just like zoned out, giving my wife the look of,
it's time.
Please, please, please help me. I want to go to sleep. And then she'll ask them more questions. And you're like, crazy!
And you just raise your eyebrows.
Did you not see the way my eyes looked just then? Did you not see that look that meant, hey, it's really late, please stop asking them questions because I'd like to go to bed now? Oh, you don't understand that look yet? Oh, that's the please stop asking questions because I want to go to bed look.
Remember that one.
Dude.
Yeah,
I've had that moment many a times.
It happens.
So, yeah.
Often.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Hello, Static.
Yeah, I want to comment on how to get people out of your house.
Yeah.
It's basically you turn off all the lights and say, all right, let's go to bed.
That's pretty great.
That's a good one. I like that one. Right on, man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got?
Well, TG posted the video that I tried to post first.
What are you, 12? It's not a competition. It's
well,
okay that he posted it.
No, I'm glad that he posted it, but my whole goal was to post it before everyone else,
yeah.
And I lost.
Yeah,
so
you lost.
I'm glad he has a really great way to get rid of house guests.
Yeah.
You just scream at them.
Yeah, go look at the video.
Video's pretty great.
Video.
Jerry says, simply tell them to leave. No sugar coating. Hey, get out. I'm sleepy.
That's good. Yeah.
If you're sleepy, you can't be upset with
See,
anyone.
Chrissy always feels like that's my responsibility because she thinks that people assume I'm being funny, so I can get away with saying that. No, seriously, bro, it is time for the sleepy sleep, so you got to roll.
And I can't be upset if somebody's telling me that they're sleepy.
Right, right. Static.
Steve-O, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, dude, just pass a big old loud fart and everybody will clear the room, dude.
I totally knew that that's where you were going. That's awful. That is awful.
How is that awful? It'll get him out of the house. It's your house. You can do what you want in your home, right?
Oh.
Sorry, bro. This is how we roll in our home. Know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah.
Nope, stop.
Sorry. Forgot we weren't at home. Cool.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
So do you want me to leave the studio? We'll just go now.
Static. Hey. You gotta turn your radio down when you call.
Hold on. Hey, one idea to get people to leave.
Yeah.
Is play a Sleeping Giant or 4K really loud.
There you go.
And they won't be able to stand it and leave.
Just start playing some hardcore. Unless they're into hardcore, and then they'll just want to hang out with you more and be like, oh, dude, and talk about all their favorite hardcore
then
bands.
Then it's a party, and they invite more people.
Exactly. So, thanks for the call. There you go. Yeah. That would get me out of the house pretty quickly.
Okay.
It's amazing. Thanks for the call, Sterling. Some Michael W. Smith or some DC Talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would work for me. That would work.
Shoot. I want to leave every time I hear country.
Oh.
I hate country.
Oh. Then don't go to the Ryman's.
I know. they requested country that one time when we had the Static 500 and it was terrible.
Nancy loves her some country music.
Okay. Well,
it's not terrible. I grew up on that stuff.
So did I.
So.
But I still know it's from the devil.
505-338-3700, the phone number, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. How do you get rid of your unwanted house guests?
Well,
what do we got?
JD says, that's when you play the kid card. Hey guys, got a lot of kiddos trying to sleep. Let's go out by the cars and talk for just a bit. But that ends up as like 2 hours outside.
I was going to say, that never happens for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you're just cold and outside of your home.
But here's a better one. If you don't have kids, which is my case, just start cleaning up and hand them a broom. They will get the subtle hint and go home because no one wants to clean your house at 11:30 at night.
I disagree.
What?
I've done that many times.
And people help you clean and they stay?
Well, I'll start like dishes or grabbing cups and stuff and moving them over to the dishwasher. No, people will just be like, oh, okay, cool. And like hand me plates. I'm like, dude, you're not getting this hint. You're not understanding what is happening right now.
Oh.
Do you honestly think I want to clean up right now? Static.
Hey.
And or Stever.
Hey.
Yeah.
You thought I was kidding.
I know.
This isn't rocket science.
I know.
Tell them to leave.
Just tell them to get out. No can do.
Nate says start talking about the prophecy, not an actual prophecy, a weird one you just make up. I mean, this totally ruins our credibility, but it could work. Maybe say the cactus in front of the yard told you. Then get out a jug of Kool-Aid. Oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Disclaimer, only do this if you don't want the guests to come back ever.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man.
TJ says, I don't have this problem. I overstay my welcome. I'm usually trying to figure out ways for me to leave. That's so true. How do you get? Okay, that's a good opposite.
That is a good opposite. Static.
Hey, it's Robert. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I'll start playing Happy Trails and tell them they don't have to stay here. They don't have to go home, but they don't have to stay here.
There you go. There it is. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I'm with TJ there about getting like stuck. Those are the looks.
And yeah,
I feel like I need to like powwow with my wife before we go anywhere every time.
Very true.
Because I think I have the same looks, but she never gets them.
Yeah.
You know, it's usually like you make your eyes bigger because you don't want...
You raise your eyebrows to them.
Yeah, just to the... but you don't want everybody else to see the look, you know?
Yeah.
But you got to have that before you go in there with the plan so that if you're miserable and you want to roll,
start texting them.
Yeah, but then that's obvious because then they reach into their pocket 7 seconds later.
They're like,
not
oh.
knowing it's you.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, you just texted me.
It's a funny joke. Go ahead and read it to yourself.
Yeah.
Go ahead and. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go to the room now.
I'm the worst. I'm now starting to understand why I don't have many friends and why I rarely, if ever, hang out with anyone.
No, it's just something we have to figure out.
I'm very particular.
With what?
With hanging out.
Yeah.
It's like, cool. If we're going to hang out for dinner, then that means...
We're going to hang out for dinner.
Dinner, right.
Yeah.
So that's usually like, what, 8-ish? 8:30-ish?
Yeah.
Maybe?
See?
And then after that, it's like, no, this is... We didn't say dinner in a movie. We said dinner.
Yeah.
So...
Dinner. No, it's not dinner in a movie. It's dinner. Talk for an hour. Decide what movie.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry, guys. I love kids. That's one of the best reasons for kids is the excuse of, oh, dude, it's really late. We got to get our kids home. Or on the flip side, just start putting our kids to bed.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, go potty and brush your teeth. It's bedtime for children. Bedtime. Bedtime. It's too bad our house is so small that our kids' rooms are right there and they need to sleep. So it's time.
Yeah.
Bedtime.
No, I've definitely been in the, okay, how do we leave now?
Right.
without being like, okay, bye, guys. But like, I do have friends where I'm like, okay, we're leaving now. See ya. Like, and we're perfectly fine.
Yeah, and that's why you're still friends today.
Yeah.
Because they're the friends that are totally cool. And like Joey and I, we can go a month without hanging out. And then we see each other.
Right.
It's totally normal. It's totally cool. We don't have to talk every day on the phone.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's really the best friendship.
It's pretty great.
So, Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Man, you guys make this difficult.
What?
All right, so now you're talking about what to do when you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, you look at your wife, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Lame, and you get up and leave.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got to take a quick break, but I got some bison on the way back. And, of course, more of your comments on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
on Facebook, or on the phone. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also tweet us at MyStaticRadio.
We made it really simple for you.
There you go. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning. 7:35 now. It's Friday.
Woo!
Finally.
That's great. Well, yesterday was Monday.
Yeah, dude.
So today is Friday. It's been a good week.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Monday and Friday. I mean, yesterday and today maybe had everything in the middle as well.
We are T-minus 10 days away from the greatest day of the year.
Are you kidding me right now?
What?
The greatest day of the year is your birthday?
Why not?
I'm really happy that you were born. I wouldn't have a co-host.
That's true.
I wouldn't know what the heck to do.
You wouldn't.
So.
Yeah, you need to learn how to do all this stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm
thinking maybe we should trade places and you should try and run the show.
I can do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we will. No, we won't.
Okay.
We really won't.
I'm terrified.
I'm now terrified. Please don't touch the board.
You're gonna someday be great when you're teaching your kids how to drive.
It's going to be bad.
I straight up kicked my mom out of the car.
What?
Because she was trying to teach me how to drive, but she was mostly scared.
Well, of course, because it's terrifying.
But she scared me. So I drove down the street and I turned around and I came back, which was really difficult because I learned how to drive on a standard.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey, mom, get out. I'm going to do this by myself. And I figured it out.
That would terrify me.
No.
There's no way.
I lived in the mountains. On dirt roads.
You know what we need to do this morning?
Huh?
We need to give away a pair of tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are they?
No, they're probably out there.
This music usually means we're doing some kind of game. Where are the tickets? I don't know where they're at.
They're probably out there.
Sidewalk Prophets are coming to Temple Baptist. And we've got tickets for your mom.
Which is so true.
She's so gonna be stoked.
Yeah, not my mom.
No?
No.
Well, my mom.
Well, my mom would be stoked, but we don't have tickets for my mom.
No, we don't have tickets for your mom.
We have tickets for...
Haven't you heard the prizes rules?
Yeah, I have.
And regulations?
No, I know.
It's like really fast and you can't understand a word they're saying.
Exactly. But... See, I couldn't win anything ever, like even as a receptionist, yeah. But...
Oh, that's right, because you worked here.
Exactly.
You still work here.
Technically still work here. But we'd like to give away these sidewalk profit tickets.
No, the music ran out.
Never mind.
No game. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We really do have a pair of tickets to see Sidewalk Profits on a date.
There you go.
In the future.
And I'm looking
at Temple Baptist.
Yes. That's where it is.
At some point.
There it is.
Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Sup, Matthew from Albuquerque.
How you doing, Steve-O and Mitch?
Hey. Doing good there, Matthew. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What about you, Mitch? Enjoying your sopa this morning?
Sure am.
Did you rock some good breakfast this morning, Matthew?
Dang, my mom's doing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys want a word with them?
Yeah, man.
Don't undermine your worth by comparing yourself to others.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I heard this song, guys. I was on the bus this last year, and there was something about, I don't know, it was a rock song. I think it might have been by Amberlin or something.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Have you guys played any Guns for Hands this morning?
We have.
You guys have played? Have.
We'll play some Amberlin, though. What do you want to hear from Amberlin?
Surprise me, Steve-O.
All right. We'll do it, Matthew.
Bye, Steve-O. All right. Bye, Mitch.
Bye.
See you later,
Bye.
Matthew. Every single time we are gearing up to do anything, have you noticed that that's when the phone rings?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's just,
I'm
yep.
just saying.
Yep, there it is.
I was wanting to give away tickets.
Wait, for Sidewalk Profits.
I really wanted to.
The Live Like That tour. It's July 14th at 7 p.m.
I want to live like this.
At Temple Baptist Church.
Yeah. We got to play some Amberlin coming up, too.
Sounds good.
All right. Static.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
All right, yourself?
I can't complain. Are you a
That's
fan of Sidewalk Profits?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
That's great news.
Right on. Good.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay, cool, sweet. We have a pair of tickets, actually, for the show going down July 14th at Temple Baptist Church. And all you have to do is compete in this round of Olympics.
Oh, great.
Do you know how to play Olympics?
Yeah.
No, okay. That's the worst answer in the world. Say you don't. Say you don't know how
that's
to play.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
Are you ready, Mitch?
Oh, I'm
ready.
Are
you ready, Mitch?
I'm ready, Steve-O.
You got a question for him, Mitch?
Yes, I do.
Okay, ready? All right.
Okay.
What's your name, sir?
Sam.
Sam?
Sam, I need... five things in a women's purse. Go.
Lipstick, cell phone, compact, toothbrush, hair comb, hairbrush.
There you go. That's five.
That's five things.
Wait. Mitch, judges, toothbrush?
Toothbrush, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have one in my purse right now, but I usually do.
Why?
Because I need to clean my teeth.
During the day?
Yeah.
I thought you just do that at night before you go to bed.
Personal hygiene. Are you kidding me?
Hang on the line, Sam.
Okay.
All right. There it is. Just that easy. We got a bunch of stuff this morning. It's Free Comics Friday. We got CDs. Sam just won a pair of tickets to see Sidewalk Profits for the Live Like That tour.
Yes.
Yeah, my mom's stoked.
So is
she. I'm serious. She really is.
Okay.
So she's a fan. So, yep, there it is. So we got some Amberlin by request. Also, some Carolhood. Brand new stuff from them. In fact, let's start there.
Okay.
Nate Young, the drummer from Amberlin, actually.
There you go.
In a band with a member of Tall Heart and a member of Under Oath. His new project. This is their brand newest of newest. The song's called Afraid. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Amberlin, Dismantle Repair. Also heard from Carol Hood right before that. Nate Young, drummer in both bands.
That was so good.
Right?
So good.
Loving it. Welcome to the show. 7:51 now. It is Friday. It is finally here. I'm excited for the 8 o'clock hour. We got Kayla from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park.
Indeed.
We also have Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com coming in to talk about Spiderman and a lot of amazing things.
And I will be listening intently.
Yes, you will. because it's Free Comics Friday. So, as with every Friday, Mitch, we're going to quiz you, and people calling in can win prizes.
And maybe a lucky caller will win something if I get all the questions right. And I know they're going to be really hard this week because last week they weren't.
They were a little easier last week, so we may make them just a touch harder for you this time.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Okay.
There's construction on Claremont at Indiana, Edith at Alameda, between 2nd Street and Manal. On 2nd Street between Manal and Candelaria.
You can do it, Mitch.
And on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank.
Ah, good job, you.
So that's a lot of construction, as well as the normal construction on I-40 between Coors and Unser. I was not looking at anything for that one.
And that's your look at traffic?
That is your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus, 338-3669. They've got the Steve-O, and soon, apparently, they're going to have the Mitch.
The Mitcherito?
You guys are going to have to, you guys are putting that together next week?
Yeah, I'm
excited. Are you excited? You're getting your own item on the menu?
I've never had anything named after me.
Well, your parents named you after you, like you're you, so I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah.
I got to go take a nap.
Yeah.
But coming back, Caleb from the skate park. And, of course, Yo in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Yeah. The Mitcherito. Is that really what you're going to call it?
I think so.
Okay.
I can't call it, the Michuro, because then that's like a churro.
Michuro? That's funny.
That'd be cool.
But you're getting your own burrito, basically.
A churro in the shape of an M?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, no. That's too much work.
It's
just
going to
be a burrito.
Yeah.
What's in it?
There's going to be potatoes, bacon, green chili, ham, and hash browns.
No, wait, hold on. Eggs.
No eggs. There's going to be cheese. I said hash browns twice. Cheese.
No eggs.
No eggs, because eggs are from the devil.
They're actually not. They're from chickens.
That's funny. They would say that. Who has brainwashed you?
What do you mean? That's where chickens come from. I mean, where eggs come from. Yeah, eggs come from, they come from each other.
They smell like they're
chickens
from the
come
devil.
From eggs, and eggs come from chickens.
They smell like they're from the devil.
They're not. They're just from chickens.
I hate the way eggs smell.
Eggs are incredible.
I just don't. I can deal without them.
We're so not breakfast friends.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
Good times.
Good thing we've never had breakfast together.
Yeah, that's good. Except every day when we order Sopo and have, split a breakfast burrito every day. Are you kidding me?
I forgot.
Yeah. Okay.
But there's an egg in there.
Yeah, there is.
And I eat it.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't complain.
Good job, you.
I just rather. I'm not giving you a high five.
Oh, okay. Fine. Coming right back, we got some Flatfoot 56 and Caleb from the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park. He's on the way. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Mornings on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Hello.
8:07 now. It is finally Friday. Coming up at 8:30, Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com, and we'll be giving away some free comic books.
Yes.
Crazy cool stuff releasing this week. Amazing Spider-Man this last week, so we'll be talking all about, all the goodness.
Yes.
Our game reviews, movie reviews, comic book reviews, and Mitch, you better pay attention.
I know, but the thing is, I think I'll be okay today because I'm excited about Yo coming in because I just want to hear everything about Spider-Man.
Okay.
I like talking about this movie.
Yeah, you went and saw it.
Yes.
Yeah. Caleb from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park joining us.
Hola, senor.
Have you seen any great movies or have you just been busy because you just got married? Honeymoon time.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen any movies.
You haven't seen any movies?
Well,
that's okay. You're newly married.
Yeah.
It's cool, bro. Eat, sleep, repeat.
Unfortunately, no good new movies, but I am glad I'm here.
Yeah.
Yes. We have not seen you in a while.
Yeah, I know.
That was a monstrous honeymoon.
Yeah, dude, it was 2 weeks. I used all my vacation.
That's cool, though.
I figured, you know, if I'm going to do it, I just got to do it.
And
I'm married now, and I'm excited to be back, though.
Yeah.
The honeymoon was great, and it's exciting, but I am glad to be back doing what God has called me to do.
Yeah, dude. I've been rocking it. I've been kicking it over there more regularly.
I heard.
Corn dogs and stuff. I didn't realize you had, Skittles, Riddles Skittles.
Oh, we have, 5 flavors.
Yeah, you do. I know. I've had, 17 bags.
I know, because he comes back with Skittles.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Love it, dude.
Skittles and Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. We have, the White Rush. We have the regular. We have the blue kind. We have the red kind. We have the orange kind.
Yeah,
it's. I'm serious.
And the kids, I don't know what to do.
Eat them up. Eat it up. I mean,
we were talking earlier about going to restaurants and having to hold up the line because don't know what you want. And normally, I know exactly what I want, but going over there, it's like, dang, dude, that's a lot of selections.
There's candy.
What kind of? What do you want?
More candy.
A Coke, I guess. Well, what kind of Coke? We've got vanilla, cherry. I'm like, bro.
That's
what's funny is that it's a carbonated drink.
It's true.
Hey, can I get a Mountain Dew? Well, we have red, yeah. Red kind, the orange kind, the white kind, the blue kind, the green kind.
Yeah, dude.
So what kind do you want, man? We have options here, dude.
Yeah, you have many options at the mix.
That's so great.
We like to support the youth every way we can.
Yeah, dude. And it's summertime, so you got the summertime hours going on right now.
Oh my gosh, for sure, dude. We're open from 10 a.m. to most nights, 9 or 10, except for, church service nights here at Calvary.
Right, right.
So we have to close for that, but we're rocking it with Skate Church. I did my first Skate Church a few days ago.
Nice.
Since I've been back, and we're still rocking the Book of James in chapter 3.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Talking about the wild thing, the tongue.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
And how to control
it. I know
it.
That chapter well.
Right. I mean, I could probably teach on that chapter for... I don't know.
The rest of your life?
Especially dealing with little kids.
Yeah.
Kids and young adults, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But
heck with that. Grown-ups, everybody. Yeah. The tongue, dude.
I was convicted myself.
Yeah. But with little kids, it's brand new, so it's more fun, and they're like, hey!
Whoa, yeah.
It was cool. I had all the kids. I said, all right, stick out your tongue, right? So they all stick out their tongue at me. I'm like, that little thing in your mouth is wild. It's out of control. You gotta put reins on it. You gotta let the Holy Spirit convict you. Really, that's how it works.
God is still working on that with me. He's still trying to, working out.
I totally hear you, man.
Growing up, I was like the scrawny dude, you know what I mean?
That talked?
That
vocalized his muscles.
Mouth got me in trouble. I got into so many fights because my mouth, because I couldn't just shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always had the witty, smart comeback. Always, no matter what.
The last words?
Yeah. Always. Always.
Oh, man, dude.
And I was always kind of the quiet dude, but I was definitely the witty, funny guy. And so... I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I always interjected.
That's probably
in situations.
Why you're on radio today.
Probably.
God knew that you liked to talk.
Yeah. So unfortunately, you usually got me in trouble because scripture's right. It's a pretty wicked weapon, dude. It is a weapon of mass destruction.
It is.
Yeah.
Because we have a rule at the skate park: no cussing.
Yeah.
Or no discouraging comments.
Okay.
And the mixed game room and skate park is open completely to the general public. Everybody and anybody is welcome.
Yeah, man.
It's not that you have to be a Christian to come, or
right.
even that you have to go to Calvary Chapel Church to come.
Right.
And a lot of kids come.
Yeah.
So even adults, and I've had to, put some people in check in love and just say, hey, man, we don't use that language here.
Yeah.
You know?
Stop telling that kid he sucks.
Exactly.
He's 7.
Exactly.
He's learning.
But it's crazy amazing when you challenge somebody to watch their language.
Yeah.
How well they do. And then they come back more often than not. They'll come back and be like, man, I didn't realize how much I cussed or how much I said discouraging comments. It's like, man, it's crazy.
Dude.
It's like a habit. You just start doing it and you don't even know what's up until somebody puts you in check more or less or calls you out.
Oh, dude, the F word was like the for me. It kind of just went in to every other word in sentences for me.
I'll tell you what.
My language was foul, dude.
Public skate parks, I need earplugs nowadays just to go and skate. It's insane, But that's why I'm here. Part of it is actually to let the community know what we're doing to help share the gospel to public skate parks.
Yeah, you guys are doing something crazy this summer.
Exactly. So. To help make a difference, not only locally. Every month we do an outreach called the drop-in skate outreach, where we just drop in. to a random skate park. And the idea behind it is to show and share the love of Christ with the secular skate culture. And it's pretty awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want to let you guys know all about that.
Yeah. Dude, tell us.
All right. Well, what we got going on is every month we've been going out and sharing Christ with the community by showing it first and then by sharing it. We show it by cleaning the skate park up. We usually throw a barbecue and we give free hot dogs out and water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now God has brought together an awesome team of young men that want to go further. And so we've been planning a skate mission trip.
Okay.
In the States, not out of the United States.
Yeah.
Know? And we're going to be traveling up through Colorado, hitting up skate parks. And it's like twofold. One is for personal growth for the team, that we can just, draw closer to God and just build on our relationship with Him. And then second is to share the gospel with a very secular skate culture.
Yeah.
And I know that there's probably thousands and millions of people listening right now to Static Radio. And I'm sure majority of them know a skateboarder or know somebody who has tried skateboarding or been a part of that culture. And unfortunately, it's pretty wicked and there's a lot of evil that goes on. And we just want to be a light in a dark place.
Yeah.
So we're taking this trip here at the end of the month, July 27th is when we're going to be taking off to Colorado, Denver. We're going to be touring all over. We're going to go to, I believe, Loveland, Aspen, Steamboat, I mean, Glendale. I mean, there's all these little towns that we have this little route planned.
Yeah.
And we've been meeting every Thursday doing a one-hour discipleship with the team and then one-hour team building. And God is doing some awesome and amazing things through that. And for local community of skaters. But I do want to let the community know how they can help, if that's cool with you.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's why you're here.
Exactly. If anybody's out there that is listening and understands the skate culture, knows somebody who skates, they understand that it's pretty influential on how people dress, how you dress, what kind of music they listen to. What follows that is the attitude, you know, independent. Like, it's not a team sport, it's individual. A lot of times it could get kind of crazy.
Right.
So we're going out there, and I want to let the community know how they can help. One is financially. We leave on July 27th. The trip costs $650 per person, and majority of that money goes to food for the kids.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have a rental van. We're blessed because we're going to be camping out, so we're saving money there, kind of hint it like that. So if there's anybody listening that would love to support us financially, the team would greatly appreciate that. We've done a couple fundraisers and we generated some good money through that, and God has been good, and now I'm just trusting God that He'll provide the rest for the team. Most of the team members owe a little, about half, you know, so around $300 per team guy. And we're still doing fundraisers. So if anybody wants support, that they can check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/mixabq. There's a link on there to Global Adventures, which is the missions department here at Calvary. And they're helping organize it and administrate it, which is awesome because...
Yeah.
Me being a skater, I'm not the best at that.
You're not the administrative type.
Not all the time. Not when it comes to like details like that. However, that's one way that the community could totally help make a major difference within the skate culture, and not only at large with the bigger picture with all the skate parks we're going to hit, but also with the core group of 9 kids we have. They're amazing. They're young. I mean, we have kids from like 12 years old all the way up to 21. And, they love Jesus and they skate, and that's how we share the gospel through our skateboards. So
right on.
That's one way. And even prayer. I am all about prayer. The first thing we did yesterday at our team building and our devotional, each one of us prayed that God would provide for our needs. And I said, you know what? Part of that is having faith and trust that God's going to do it. The other part is, faith without actions is dead. So we need to let people know what our needs are and pray that God will provide through everybody else.
And here you are.
And here I am. I'm so blessed to know you.
What
cool
else?
Dude.
Come on. Caleb from the Mix, ABQ, and Game Room and Skate Park and Awesomeness and Mountain Dew Provider. And
for sure. Oh, one other thing. Anybody that donates over $25 as permitted, we have these awesome Skate Missions t-shirts.
Shut up. I was staring at that bear like, how do I
We have
on?
The coolest t-shirts for a mission trip ever.
Yeah, I think. Agreed, dude. That's super fresh.
Colorado Skate Missions t-shirts. So $25 or more, if anybody donates and they want a t-shirt,
yeah.
They just have to state it on the...
Or if they don't want a t-shirt, they can pass it to me because I will totally take that t-shirt.
They're pretty awesome. You can check out the t-shirts too on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mixabq.
Okay.
Me and my buddy Orlando are like, you know, brotherly love.
Rocking the shirts.
Yeah, and we're rocking the shirts.
They're pretty legit, man.
God is just so good. We went yesterday, or was it yesterday? On the 4th, on Wednesday, we were rocking our shirts. The mix was kind of slow. There wasn't a lot of kids at the skate park, probably having barbecues with family and whatnot. And I was like, dude, you know what? I'm going to go buy us some steak, and we're going to grill some steak here because it's the 4th, and we're in America, and we're free. So we were all stoked on it. So we went to Smith's, and Orlando's going on the trip. He works for me. You know, he's like, I don't know about the money. And I said, dude, trust God, man. And we were just talking about that morning. We go to Smith's. Our teller, our guy that's checking us out, he's like, man, those are sick shirts, dude. What's that all about? I said, dude, we're going on skate mission trips. We love the Lord. I work at the church. And next thing you know, he's like, how much are they? And I was like, well, they're $20. I told him $20, you know what I mean? And he's like, well, if you bring one back, I'll buy one. So Orlando goes back, and this is just the faithfulness in the Lord showing Orlando, like, dude, if you trust me, I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
The dude dropped $100 in his pocket. And I was
nice.
Orlando.
That's amazing.
And he was tripping out that morning. He literally told me, he's like, you know what? I don't know if I could go on this trip because I don't have the money to pay and this, that, and the other.
Wow,
and
dude.
And I straight up told him, I said, dude, if you trust, God already brought you this far, man. God has brought together a team of young guys that are amazing and awesome, and they really have a heart for the Lord. And I told the team, I said, you know what? It's no accident that God brought you guys together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It ain't.
Right.
So just trust him, and he'll provide the rest. And, you know, I think we're one of the only churches really actively reaching out to the skate culture.
Yeah.
Partly because we have a skate park on campus, and we rock skate church every Tuesday, and God has been doing awesome things through that. And, you know, over the course of my work here, I've been here almost 4 years now.
Yeah.
God has brought skate church from a couple kids to over 30 plus, and from that 30 plus, we've been able to do one mission trip last year, and it was awesome. And now we're on year two for our mission trip, and I'm just trusting the Lord that he's going to do awesome work through that. And
right on.
So I'm stoked, man.
There it is.
I don't know how else to say it. I'm stoked.
Caleb from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park, and Mitch posted all the information.
Yep.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Also have the mixabq.org, and just don't forget, if you do donate over $25, that's a pretty sweet t-shirt
that's
that you're going to get.
That's a sick tee, man. Yeah.
So
I'm
challenge you.
On
check
it
out on the Facebook page, and people who do, they just have to come and talk to the Mix or the front desk here at Calvary, and we would greatly appreciate it, and we just love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for kicking it with us.
Heck yeah.
All right, coming up in just a few, we'll have Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com. To get you there, we got some Civil Twilight. It's Steve O'Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Need to Breathe, The Outsiders, right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
It is Wednesday, 8:30, and as promised, Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, good morning.
Yay.
Happy to be here on a weird holiday week that's
split
into sections.
Yeah, but it's
so bizarre.
It's a fantastic week, however.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's an amazing week, you might even say. You like what I did there?
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man actually off to a very strong start in its first 4 days. And a lot of people think it might end up around the 140 million mark after its 6-day start by the end of the weekend, which would be
pretty good.
That's really good. I mean, for a reboot that's coming, you know, less than a decade after the first trilogy.
Right.
That's a great start for it.
Oh, dude. And it's so much better than all the three originals.
Agreed. It's my favorite Spider-Man film that they've done so far. We actually have our full review at GameAndMovieGuide.com. If you haven't had a chance to go see it yet, you've probably been hearing a lot of good buzz. You know, I think the fact that it was flying under the radar served it well.
Yeah.
Because that helped it take people by surprise.
Yeah.
They were kind of shocked that, oh, wow, this is not only a reboot, but it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And Andrew Garfield, is amazing as Spider-Man.
He's fantastic.
He's really good. Me too.
Yeah.
Super fan. And I will say this. It does retell the origin story. Mm-hmm. Early on when I saw the trailers, my first impression was like, I don't want to see that. I already saw that movie. It was called Spider-Man. I've seen this movie.
Right.
But now that I've seen it, it retells the origin story, but it does so with so much more care and detail, and adds some interesting changes along the way that I found it much more intriguing than the origin story that was told in the first Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, and as a crazy Spider-Man fan,
I knew you would like it. After I saw it, my first thought was, Steve-O's going to frequently see this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am the giganticest Spider-Man fan in the universe. I am a crazy fan. And I'll tell you, man, they nailed it. They did everything right.
Absolutely.
Every character was absolutely amazing. After the movie, my wife's first question was, and Mitch asked the same thing, so Gwen Stacy, what happened to MJ? You know, and this is actually real Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So this is true to form. I'm so excited for where I hope they're taking it.
Me too.
Now, for those tuning in right now, yo, with us from GameAndMovieGuide.com, talking about The Amazing Spider-Man. And if you haven't seen it, this is a point where you're probably going to want to tune out, because we've just said how wonderful it is and how you should see it. Now we're going to talk about the film in a little detail to a point where we don't want to spoil things for you.
So, I need to spoil things for people.
Absolutely, because I want to talk about the scene after the credits.
I was going to ask you about that.
It's been speculated upon, and Reese Ifans yesterday actually came out and said not necessarily who it was, but he said who it wasn't and who it could be, and so he knows who it is, so it was very exciting. At the end of the movie, during the credits, there's a scene where, you know, the Dr.
First of
Kirk
all,
Connors.
I'm glad they didn't kill off the villain.
Me too, because Kirk Connors,
jail.
Yeah, Kirk Connors,
thank you.
Isn't necessarily evil, right? And it's debatable, of course, but usually it's a bad guy, then they kill him, and it was announced that they had written it as a trilogy. So
smart.
Amazing Spider-Man written as a trilogy, so you don't want to kill off a great character in the first one when you may want to use him in the second or the third.
Right.
But he did say that the mysterious man is not Norman Osborn. However, that it is someone who works for Norman Osborn and quite possibly a famous villain. So I have my suspicions. I think I know who it is.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Electro.
You think it's Electro?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because lightning strikes when he shows up and lightning strikes when he leaves. How else did he get inside and outside? He's got to be a character like that, or Mysterio, or another spider villain who has some form of capability of getting in and out like that. And I think it would be absolutely cool if Max Dillon was,
Electro.
He could be a cool thug for Norman Osborn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, the interesting thing about all this is
The
Amazing Spider-Man is very much a product of the post-Dark Knight era.
Yeah.
Very much a product of that. Because
it was a little warmer to me.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying
it had
that,
a good
that,
middle ground.
Yeah. It wasn't as dark as the Dark Knight, but it was more of like, okay, let's take kind of more gritty, realistic approach, keep things kind of grounded so you could almost believe that this might possibly be possible. You know, that type of approach to it, and kind of giving it a darker edge. And I was skeptical about that at first. It's like, okay, that works great for Batman. That doesn't work for every character, and I don't know if it works for Spider-Man, but it did.
Right.
And they used it well, and that's why I'm kind of wondering, Electro, with the more kind of grounded reality they're trying to go for, how well will those characters work in that type of universe? Because those are very fantastical characters. Now, in a post
giant lizard,
I know, right?
Okay,
exactly.
See, but in my mind, I'm thinking, but Spider-Man is like a normal human being, and the lizard was injected, like he injected himself, his little arm.
His little arm.
Yes, please.
But this guy, why is this guy, why can he disappear and reappear?
Well, because he's electric.
He's pure energy.
He's pure energy,
So he's not human?
Well, no, he's kind of.
Okay, see, this is too much for me already.
See, and I'm thinking, like, if this was, like, post-Avengers type world, it wouldn't matter as much.
Right.
Because that's very, like, hey, it's just a comic book movie. Of course there's fantastical elements, but the Amazing Spider-Man is a product of the post-Dark Knight era.
Right.
Which makes it very interesting. I mean, it was a fun movie to watch, and I especially loved how they kind of changed up the whole Spidey motto. We never hear. We never hear. With great power comes great responsibility. But I love what is said.
Right.
Your dad always lived by a principle. If you can do good things, you should.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility.
Yeah.
And like the moment that was said, I was thinking, that sounds very familiar. Let's see, James 4:17. Mm-hmm. Anyone who knows the good he ought to do but doesn't do it sins.
Right.
And so I was thinking about that, and you know, it's important for Peter to do that because he can do amazing things as the Amazing Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And his dad taught him that it's our responsibility. If you can do good, don't withhold that. Do those good things that you can. Well, I always found it intriguing that the Bible tells us if you know of good that you can do, but you don't do it, it's not just irresponsible, it's sin.
Yeah. Right.
And that's serious. I don't know if you've read how the Bible treats sin, but sin is serious stuff. God doesn't mess around with that. So we have an even bigger responsibility because we have even greater and more amazing abilities than Spider-Man as the children of the living God. And when we withhold the good that we're capable of, we're sinning.
Yeah.
That ain't cool. So I love that whole spin on giving the motivation for why Spider-Man does what he does. Because with great power comes great responsibility. Sounds kind of cool, but it's kind of like, ooh, profound. Wait, what does that really mean? And here they're just like, I liked how simple and straightforward it was. If you can do good, you need to do it.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility.
See, and I always look to Luke 12:48 because that is, to me, is the very same thing. It's Jesus himself saying, everyone to whom much is given, much will be required. And it's kind of the same, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And if you are given the capabilities to do good,
which we all are, especially as Christians,
right, then we have a responsibility to do that. And, dude, I loved it, and one of the things I've always loved about Spider-Man, the comic book, and why I loved the movie, because he's in New York. New York is a gritty, dark place. New York's usually, the New Yorkers hate him, and it's awful, and it's crazy, but he's still witty and funny and hilarious and kind of gets knocked down 1,001 times and gets up 1,002, and so I felt like they captured it really well.
This reminded me a lot of Batman Beyond.
Okay.
Because you remember, I don't know if people are familiar with Batman Beyond, but in Batman Beyond, Bruce Wayne is no longer Batman. There's a young teenager in high school named Terry McGinnis who is the new Batman, but he's just a kid.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the experience that Bruce Wayne does, so he gets beat up all the time.
Right.
He's constantly getting beat up, but he, in the end, he finds a way to persevere and win. And so when I was watching The Amazing Spider-Man, I was like, I kind of like this take. It's very Batman Beyond. It's because Peter gets beat up a bunch. And the thing I liked about that was it gave the film an element of danger.
Yeah.
You thought there was the possibility that Spider-Man might fail.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he's not going to. It's a superhero comic book film. But nevertheless, there's always that danger and that threat, which is great because it sets some things in motion for future films. And I loved how there's so many little balls that got rolling for more to come in future films that if you, especially if you're nerdy people like me and Steve-O, like, oh, I know what that sentence means.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That means big things to come.
I'm really excited for the future of Amazing Spider-Man because there's talks of a Venom movie that's already, quote-unquote, in the works that they're writing right now. They've talked about tie-ins to the Amazing Spider-Man universe.
Which would be smart.
They're learning from Marvel, yet it is Marvel, but it's not because it's Sony and it drives me crazy, and I can't wait till Marvel owns their own properties again. But
completely.
So, crazy. Speaking of Marvel, big news this week. I've been so antsy to talk to you about this. Marvel Now. Here have you I heard am. Anything about this yet?
I haven't heard anything about this. Okay. I've been incognito over
you
vacation
have.
Days.
I know, and I've been frustrated because you're the one person that would care enough to talk to me about this.
Michelle doesn't care.
He mentioned it to me, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. She doesn't care.
So
talk to me.
This last year, DC Comics rebooted their universe.
Can you believe
it was
1 year already?
Insane. People were freaking out. I can't believe you're going to do this. And we've done reviews every week. And thanks to Astro Zombies, by the way, for hooking us up with those books every single week to review. We have some to give away. We're going to do that here in just a few. In fact, Earth 2, number 3, came out this week. Alan Scott, the new Green Lantern.
He encounters his burning bush.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
Wow. Okay, cool. So we'll talk about that. So Marvel Now. They haven't wanted to talk about it, but this sounds vaguely familiar to a year ago. The end of AVX, which we've been chronicling the entire time, it's Avengers versus X-Men. It's been pretty good. Apparently so good that the Marvel Universe is rebooting?
Really?
What?
But here's the thing, all right? In the most recent issue of AVX,
yeah,
there's a lot of talk about we now have the power to reshape the world.
Yeah.
And so they're discussing that a lot, and I hadn't heard anything about Marvel reboot, but as I was reading the issue, my thoughts were going along the lines of, that seems rather significant that they keep talking about how these guys have the power to reshape the world.
Yeah.
That's not in there for no reason.
Now, the difference...
So now all the pieces are coming together. You're talking about a Marvel reboot.
Tom Brevoort, or whatever his name is, you know, he's only been the head of Marvel for like 20 years now, or at least a part of Marvel for the last 20 years.
Right.
In an interview yesterday with Ain't It Cool, said that... No, it's not a reboot. They're not rebooting anything, but there's going to be about 20 new titles. It's going to be different, starting with Uncanny Avengers that Jonathan Hickman will be taking over. He won't be on Fantastic Four anymore. However, Hickman. Nothing is going backwards. They're not rebooting anything, but the universe is going to change completely. And they've got new costume looks. They've got everything, some teasers so far, but it's like Captain America and Havoc, and so there's going to be a lot of changes universe-wide, and so it's like a reboot, except they're not erasing history. They're moving forward with the after effects of AVX, and that's literally all they could say because they don't want to ruin the ending of Avengers versus X-Men, but apparently Marvel kind of going the same route that DC did to give jumping on points. All new number ones for all their titles.
Honestly, I think Marvel probably needed it more than DC, because when you look at storylines such as the X-Men, there's so much continuity that even when they try to make a jumping on point, you can't really jump on.
That's because there's seven titles.
So it makes more sense, I think. And same thing with Avengers. There's so much history, and like they've even poked fun in their own books. Is there any superhero who isn't an Avenger?
Right.
And all their history that interconnects, and it's crazy. So a reboot would actually make even more sense for Marvel than it did for DC so far as... Let's make it possible for new readers to come on.
Yeah, so they're keeping, they said, all of the Avengers basically from the film, of course, for jumping on point for all the fans
of the movie. There.
Yeah.
Synergy.
There's about 18 new or total Avengers that they're going to work with in the new one. And,
that's good. That's better than
people.
The 318 that they currently have.
So, Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, I want to ask you, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have any movie recommendations?
Movie recommendations. How old are you, Matthew?
I'm 13.
Well, I took my 6 and 8 year old to see The Amazing Spider-Man, and they both absolutely loved it. It's a darker film, but it's not too gnarly. There's still quote unquote blood, I guess you could say, and maybe a scene or two. It's not very violent. The language is pretty minimal. I was excited. I was, so that would be my biggest recommendation for Matthew. Thanks for the call, man. But so Marvel making a lot of changes, doing a lot of big things.
Well, you know, the sales were good for DC. So
yeah.
You can't
Huge.
Blame. So I find this all very intriguing because here you have Marvel like, hey, that DC reboot worked out pretty well. Maybe we should do something similar. Meanwhile, DC is going, hey, that whole Avengers movie thing worked out pretty well. Maybe we should do something similar. So you can see them both trying to borrow from each other.
Yeah.
And it's going to produce some interesting things, I think, moving forward.
As I will say, Marvel fanboy, I of course, will always side with Marvel. But I like the way Marvel's doing it. More so that they're not erasing any history.
Well, come on, let's be honest. DC didn't erase history. They selectively erased history.
Yeah.
Okay, that history is rebooted. This one, hey, you can't change Batman.
You can't
we'll
change
leave
Batman
it.
Or Green Lantern.
That one's different. Green Lantern, that was a pretty good story. We'll just leave that one. I mean, let's be honest. They didn't. It was completely
But
selective.
That's why it sucks, because half of the history was rebooted, other half wasn't. So then you're looking at Earth 2 going, wait, Alan Scott in this universe is gay now. That means he didn't have a daughter, so there's no existence of Jade. But Jade is the girlfriend of Kyle Rayner, the Green Lantern, who still remembers her because they're from the same continuity. So it's so convoluted.
It gets even worse when you have like Batman and Superman. They haven't really met each other, and so they're like new friends, even though Dick Grayson used to be Batman because Batman like was killed when he was working with Superman when they're fighting Darkseid, and then Dick Grayson took over, and all that history is intact, but Superman's history is not, and yet Batman and Superman are connecting like there isn't any history, even though Batman's history didn't change and Superman's history did. I don't understand how all this is working.
Yeah, my brain just exploded.
Yeah, that's totally how it works.
Thank you, Marvel, for at least saying, hey, we're not going backwards, we're just going forwards. Yeah. All right, so at least they kind of did that.
You know what? If you're going to go backwards, erase it all and start over.
Yeah.
You might as well. And we got more comic book reviews. We got the Amazing Spider-Man review. We got the Amazing Spider-Man game review, which, by the way, spoiled some things from the movie for me.
Yeah, that sucks.
So when I watched the movie, I was like, oh, hey, there's that part. I knew that was coming, unfortunately.
That's too bad, man.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed. But the game, you know, it's enjoyable. It's not as amazing as the movie,
right,
unfortunately. And then we're only like 2 weeks away now from Dark Knight Rises.
And I will say this, I've been a hater this whole time, and I don't know, I just haven't, the trailers haven't excited me in any way, shape, or form. I haven't cared.
However, I saw one before The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yes. That changed everything for me.
I was so stoked when I watched it. I was like, okay, I'm happy. Oh, wait, yeah. I gotta stay for the movie.
Yeah. No, that trailer was the first trailer that's gotten me really excited for the film. I don't know what they did differently. I'm kind of thinking it's because there was really no Catwoman in the trailer because her costume is stupid and I don't care about it.
Thank you. I thought I was the only person that dumb.
It looks like my little sister's Halloween costume that she got at Party City.
Yeah, the head.
Yeah. So I'm not a fan. I got to be honest. I'm not a fan. So maybe that's what I don't know what it was, but for some reason, the trailer looked absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it gave me chills.
Or I was just so giddy that I was at Spider-Man. Everything was right and wonderful with the world. So
it was fun. It's just such a fun time to be a nerd.
It is. A geek.
There's so many cool things coming out. And
we try and cover it all.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm still kind of semi-looking forward to the new Bourne movie. I think that's going to be
kind of interesting. That new trailer was incredible.
That was so good.
Looks intriguing. And have you heard
Bond trailer
that they're thinking about the possibility of Matt Damon returning in the next Bourne movie?
I was hoping for that.
That's kind of what they're trying to do.
Which is why, that's the whole reason why they had Jeremy Renner come in as a new character. A lot of people are like, why didn't he just come in as Jason Bourne?
Right.
And they didn't want to do that. They wanted to give Matt Damon the option, hey, if you want to come back and still be Jason Bourne, we can. We're continuing the movie franchise without you, but a different character. So please come back at some point, which would be cool.
Great.
I still think the trailer for the new Jason Bourne movie kind of looks a little like typical Jason Bourne.
Which is great!
Yeah, it's fun, but it's like, okay, he's got a different name, but he's doing the same things. Yeah. But it still looks like it's going to be a cool action movie.
Because they were like made in the same factory.
I still think Looper is going to be one of the surprise movies of the year.
Yeah.
With Gordon Levitt and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Oh man, that movie just looks amazing. So we'll keep everyone up to date on what's happening with movies outside of the mega blockbusters.
Yeah,
because hey, we love movies, we love comic books.
That's right.
We love God. We love talking about it all.
There it is. GameAndMovieGuide.com. Yo, thank you so much.
Hey, I was happy to come in here and nerd out with you over Spider-Man because it truly was amazing.
It was. And I got some great questions for you, Mitch, coming back Free Comic Friday. And
I've been stressing out.
Now, you've seen the movie, right?
Yes, I have. Yeah. But he's asking me questions about what you guys just talked about, and my mind is
Were you taking notes?
I said
no, I'm not allowed to.
I saw you kind of glazing over a few times.
No, I listened.
I did say specific terms.
I know, and I don't remember. I'm freaking out.
Okay. Yeah, I did it on purpose.
I saw that far away look. I couldn't tell if she was like trying to concentrate, but the terms were so foreign. It's like when someone's speaking a foreign language and you're trying to listen, but the words have no meaning to you because you don't speak
that
language.
That's about where I'm at.
Hopefully you don't let the people down because they're depending on you.
They want free stuff.
And we got some good stuff this week. So,
And as always, if anyone ever has any questions that they want to ask about any of this stuff, gameandmovieguide@gmail.com.
Yep.
Happy to answer your questions. Had a few come in after last week when we talked about this. So, yeah, we're there. We're a resource to help people when it comes to picking out stuff.
Absolutely.
When it comes to today's media. That's why we're there.
We want to help you.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what. It's funny because so many people, when I talk to them, it's like, oh, yeah, I do movie and game reviews. Really? That'd be so helpful. Duh.
Right. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
GameAndMovieGuide.com. And as I said, right back, Free Comics Friday. Mitch, they're depending on you.
I know.
I hope you're prepared.
No pressure.
Okay. I hope you took notes.
Okay. And I
you didn't.
Didn't. Nope.
So that's good because I've got some good questions on the way back. Also got some Maylene and the Sons of Disaster.
That's my evil villain laugh.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. It's Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. It is, dude. It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, if you're not awake yet, you're probably a teenager.
Probs and trubs, bro.
Yeah.
You need to get up.
I used to sleep until like 11.
Of course, it is July 6th,
and
which
it's
means...
summertime.
Yeah, summertime. So if you don't have to get up, well, why are you listening?
Yeah.
Because our job is to wake people up and get them going on their day.
And we're seriously just setting you up for disaster.
Yeah.
If you're awake right now and you don't need to be.
Or to just talk about fun stuff.
Yeah.
You're a dog person.
I am.
You have dogs?
I do.
What do you do when you leave the home? Do you leave your dogs at home? Are they outside dogs or indoor dogs?
They're both.
Okay.
If they're inside, they're in a kennel. But the thing is, they want to be in the kennel. It's really weird.
Really?
Yeah, they go inside
do
and
you
they
beat them or
regularly. No. No, they just like the kennel. They go in there. They literally will come in the house and they'll stay out and let me pet them for a few minutes and then they'll walk away and go in the kennel.
Dude, yeah. When you go out and about, they just do that then. Yeah,
kennel,
have you ever taken
outside.
Them out? Like in the car? Do they? Are they
yeah.
car?
Okay. Well, one is. That one doesn't like the
okay.
car at all.
We have a hard time with that because we have a dog and obviously...
You don't want to leave him at home.
We don't want to leave him at home, but you can't leave him in the car.
Right.
There was a story recently in Albuquerque, actually, where someone left their dog in the car and someone else walking by saw the dog collapse due to heat and shattered the person's back window.
Yeah.
And police, of course, arrived on the scene and they actually asked the woman whose window was broken if she wanted to file, you know, press charges against the woman who... saved the dog, basically.
Yeah.
And no, the woman thanked her and no charges or anything like that. But I was reading this survey, of course, because of that story, which happened here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
National survey about walking past a car with a dog inside in the blazing heat. Because, dude, it's hot.
I don't like getting in my car when it's that hot.
Yeah. So if you walked past a car and you saw this dog, like, panting, miserable, it's hot, the dog's, like... collapsing, what would you do?
Call the coppers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've done it before.
Okay.
And because I watched the dog for a while, though. Like, these people had gotten out of the car, and they parked it right in front of the place I was working at, and they literally left the dog in there
yeah.
for 45 minutes.
No.
Called the cops.
Okay. All right. Well, you are like 49% of all people on this survey. 49% have actually called the police. 4%, 1 in 25 on the survey, said they've actually broken into a stranger's car to rescue the dog.
Mm.
It's 1 in 25 people on this survey broke into a stranger's car. By the way, on an 80-degree day, even with the windows cracked, the temperature in a car gets to between 102 and 110 degrees in just 10 minutes.
That's yeah. bad.
That's insane. Which is why when I jump in the car, I always like, I'll open my door and then roll the windows down before I get in and start blasting the air conditioner
yep.
to get all the hot heat out.
Well, and plus you don't want to get cancer.
Just kind of hang out outside. Yeah. Thanks to all these stupid surveys and studies that we get
yeah.
on the morning show. It's
oh, we have cancer for sure.
Sweet. There's cancer particles in the air in your car from all the hot plastic.
I imagine wearing these headphones every day for so long will just give us cancer or radiation.
Or just wicked earwax.
Yeah.
That's what happens, actually. Yeah.
Ew.
If you have stuff on your ears every single day like that, confined like that, I'm being serious. You'll see. I have to clean my ears daily.
I do that
like
anyway.
Little balls. I'm growing like a little ball.
No, stop it. Stop yeah. it. You're gross.
It's about the size of an eyeball.
You're disgusting.
Right now. So,
and
I
that's
just
only
keep
since
it.
Last week.
That's only, yeah.
That's it's disgusting.
I'm just kidding. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No, good.
No, that's weird.
Keep it in the freezer.
Yeah.
It'd melt in the house.
So what do you do? If you walk past a car this summer and see a dog inside, you're going to break in? You're going to call the cops? 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is Friday. We got to do the free Comics Friday quiz. I completely forgot.
It's cool.
You're so much smarter than me, Mitch.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you write stuff down. The phone number is 505-338-3700. We had Yo in studio this morning from the Game and Movie Guide, which is gameandmovieguide.com, by the way, for
yes.
all of you.
It's also at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
All of you super fans out there.
Yeah.
We talked about the Amazing Spider-Man film. We talked about some comic books releasing this week. We talked about a video game review that we did this week. We talked a lot
yeah.
about stuff coming out this week. And so if you'd like to score some free stuff,
games.
We did. All you got to do is call in, and I'm going to quiz Mitch to see how well she pays attention. And let's see. Oh, they hung up. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in or call in to win some free stuff.
I do.
You don't have to do anything.
I do not. Yeah, I have to answer all the questions.
Yeah, Mitch, you have to answer all the questions. Static.
What's going on, guys?
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Brian from Grants.
Brian from Grants. Are you a comic book fan?
Sure I am.
Would you like to score some free comic books?
Would you like to try?
I really would.
Okay, cool. I'm going to have you hang out on the line. And,
all right.
I've got three simple questions for Mitch. If she can answer all three correctly, you are going to score some free comic books.
I am so sorry, Brian. I am
Come on,
so
Mitch,
sorry.
You can do it.
All right, here we go.
You can do it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start easy.
No, this is not easy.
I'm going to start very easy. Okay?
I don't do well with tests.
The Amazing Spider-Man released in theaters this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The villain in the film.
Uh-huh.
The Lizard.
Uh-huh.
What is his character's real name?
Dr. Connors.
Yeah! Nicely done!
Ooh, okay.
I'm shocked and
his
surprised.
His real name is Reese something.
Okay, Reese Ifans.
Ifans.
Is the actor. All right, Brian, she's got one of three so far.
One down, one
All
down.
Right. All right, here we go.
Can I use a lifeline? Like, can he be my lifeline?
Ooh. We'll have to see.
Okay.
We'll have to see.
Okay.
Question number dose.
Okay.
Okay?
That's two.
Yes.
Next question.
I mean, we talked about a comic book that released this week. Earth 2, number 3.
Crap, that's what I was hoping the question was.
We talked about another comic book character's origin that is actually displayed in this issue of said comic book. What comic book character did we talk about extensively for like 3 minutes, bro?
I'm going to go throw up.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
We mentioned him like multiple times and how he met his burning bush and this was like...
Oh!
This was his origin story. He's on the cover
so-and-so meets
of Earth 2, issue 3.
Okay, can I see the cover?
No, you cannot see the cover because it says his name really big. He's been in the news a lot recently. I'm giving you way too many hints and helper outers. This storyline has been in the news a lot.
Start with the second letter of the alphabet.
No.
Oh, darn.
He's been in the news a lot, this character, because they did a major change with this character.
The Green Lantern?
Yes! Thank you!
Okay.
Oh. You're so lucky scary. I didn't go with what was his real name.
No, I don't know his real name.
I said it on purpose to see if you were paying attention. Alan Scott.
Oh, see, I remember that part. Mm. I remember you talking about Alan Scott.
All right, Brian, she's 2 for 3.
2 for 3, that's it.
All right, we are going to go with it. This one's going to be a little difficult because obviously she wasn't paying attention, so Brian, I apologize.
Come on, Mitch, you can do it.
I was right. paying attention.
We also reviewed a brand new comic book, a graphic novel that released this week. It is a retelling of the origin of which superhero?
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not kidding you right now.
The retelling of an origin.
Yeah, we talked about that extensively, too. It's not. It.
I think I missed that part.
No, it came out this week. Retelling the origin of a particular superhero.
Oh my gosh. Can I use my lifeline?
Let's see if Brian knows it. It was something Earth One. Something Earth One. All right. Brian.
Yeah.
Do you know the answer?
Let me think. I can remember this.
I'm stressing out.
No Googling.
I'm not Googling. I'm in my work truck. So.
Okay.
He's working.
We talked about a graphic novel that Yo did a review of. If you look at Facebook, I will fight you, Mitch.
Oh,
and he is disqualified and doesn't win anything.
No!
It is the retelling of an origin. It is written by Jeff Johns. And Gary Frank did the artwork for it. We talked about this.
Cool. Does he have a cape?
I'm not giving you any more hints. I need an answer, Mitch.
Is he green?
Need an answer. Gonna need an answer from you.
Well, I don't know for sure.
That's not an answer.
But I think...
Come on, Mitch. Brian from Grants is counting on you.
I know, Brian from Grants. Help me out. You're my lifeline.
Come on, take it.
I will give you both the opportunity to say one superhero name right now since obviously you weren't paying attention to our conversation.
Okay, you first.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm going
to
Thor.
Thor.
No, am I totally wrong?
I told you, okay, that didn't help at all because I didn't hear Thor at all.
It is not Thor.
Okay.
All right, Mitch, this is...
Is there a movie coming out?
I'm not saying
anything
else.
I'm so sorry, Brian.
Yes.
Okay.
One guess. You better hurry. Wasting time, Mitch.
It's about Batman.
Wow. It's about Batman. The comic book is Batman Earth One.
Oh my gosh.
And we talked about it extensively.
I have no idea. I didn't know. I checked out after Amazing Spider-Man.
Batman's the young guy, right?
There you go.
Oh, yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good job. All right, Brian, hang on the line. Congratulations. Mitch won you some free stuff.
Thank you, Mitch.
There
you
go.
Way to pay attention, even though you totally didn't pay attention.
I totally did.
I helped you so much. No,
yeah, because you speak the language.
Paramore for you now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Mm-hmm. It's time.
It is.
For.
It is time.
Morningness. Stuff. 9:31 now. It is Friday. Our time is almost over.
It is, but.
I can't believe the week just like shot by.
Yeah, yesterday was Monday and now
today's
it's Friday.
Friday.
It's so weird.
Thank you, midweek.
Weird
holiday day.
Holiday that threw everyone off.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of throwing people off, man, I'm a little thrown off. I have a dog. I don't know that we could ever take our dog out when we go shopping because, one, you don't want to leave him in the car, and two, you can't ever take him into
inside.
Places unless you're at a pet store.
Yeah.
There's like random places that allow pets inside. But my dog, I'm not going to lie, he's kind of crazy. You saw him on Sunday.
Yeah.
We had him at outside Astros for that whole... you know,
the Batman Tumblr
thing out on Richmond and Central right there.
Yeah.
And so we were hanging out there, but the second another dog came around,
it was over.
He lost his mind. So it's hard to, like, we tried to go eat on the patio at a restaurant down there, mm-hmm. you know, that allows dogs.
Yeah.
And he still, because there was like three other dogs there. So it was like, I want to hang out. I want to play. I want to do. But you can't leave him in the car because it's illegal.
Yeah.
But a woman recently in Albuquerque was walking by a car, saw a dog in the blazing heat. Dog collapsed. She freaked out, shattered the back window of said car, and pulled the dog out. And when the woman came out, obviously the police were called. I guess she called 911, actually, the one who rescued the dog. Well, when the police showed up, she was the one that was in trouble because she shattered the back window of somebody else's car.
I'd be pretty angry if I was going to get in trouble for that, too.
But the woman just thanked her.
Yeah.
The woman said, thank you, because her dog collapsed.
Yeah, which is really cool of the woman to do. I mean, it was a dumb mistake, but I honestly feel like if someone had shattered my back window to save my dog, which I pretty stupidly left inside my car anyway,
right.
I'd probably be pretty thankful too.
So this woman, she's a hero.
She's a hero.
She saved a dog. But the question is now, because of that, of course, now there has to be a survey and they have to talk to people. According to a recent survey, 1 in 25 people say, yeah, I'd break into and have broken into a stranger's car to rescue said dog. Another 49% say they have called the cops because it's illegal.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I guess it's as...
It's equated to child abuse.
To child abuse, mm-hmm. yeah. And so, by the way, just so you know, on an 80-degree day, which around these parts, that's pretty cool, considering it gets to like 90 to 100 degrees here.
Yeah.
It's pretty warm out here, dude. Even on an 80-degree day, with the windows cracked, the temperature in a car reaches 102 to 110 degrees in just 10 minutes.
That is terrible. I had no idea.
Yeah, dude. So
in 10 minutes.
Yeah. So the question is, what do you do? It's summertime, blazing heat. If you walk past a car with a dog inside of it, what do you do?
Tracy on Facebook says... Wait a few minutes, then call 911. Yeah, so.
So therefore, if you are a dog owner and you're going to leave your dog in the car, have really tinted windows. Don't shop where Tracy shops. I'm just kidding. No, it sucks because people leave their dogs in the car all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become a big deal. I've seen like bumper stickers recently about that. Yeah, like dog abuse equals child. Don't leave your dog in the car. On a car, which is weird.
Yeah, the one car that I did see where they left a dog in the car. There was also a child in the car.
Oh, snap. See, that I wouldn't wait a few minutes. I would freak out. Like, we were at, we were at a place, I won't say where, my wife and I and our kids, and we were leaving the store, and as we were leaving, there were two kids in the car hanging out. The windows were all the way down. But to me, that's scary because someone could snatch your kids, bro.
Yeah.
And so we were more worried about their safety than like, oh, it's hot in that car because the windows were rolled completely down. So we sat there and waited. And then the dad came out. Yeah, the dad came out and got in the driver's side. And I kind of just stared at him and we both gave him the glance of like, you suck at life glance.
Did he see you?
Yeah, oh yeah. He looked at us and just kind of did the like nod thing, you know, like, hey, you know. And we're like, okay, well, I guess these children are okay. We'll go now. But
yeah,
it was frustrating.
Yeah, it was a dumb situation for us because we at the time I was working at a daycare. And so they parked the car in our parking lot as if it would be okay, it'd be more okay.
Because it's a daycare. So watch
but
the kids.
But then all these people who are already crazy and will call CYFD if you don't have your child buckled are sitting there watching you leave your child and huge furry white dog in the car.
No.
And so we're like, oh no, 10 minutes later, there's the call.
Right. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, this woman in Albuquerque busted out the back window to save a dog, but what about a kid? Yeah, I would go crazy if there was a child in the car. I don't think if the windows are rolled up and you're walking by and you see a kid in a car seat, I'd probably bust the window.
Yeah.
I'd bust the window out. So, yeah.
So
I don't know.
What would you do? Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That's right.
And Yoshi says, do my best to get the owner, and if I can't, then maybe break the glass.
Yeah.
So Amanda says, question, is the dog alive still at the point of my discovery? Because it seems like my response should be based on that detail.
Yeah. The dog is alive.
Yes, the dog's alive.
Good question.
So probably, she'd probably do what Yoshi did, was break the glass.
Break the glass. I don't. I feel like, yeah, if the dog was inside and alive, it doesn't matter because this woman in Albuquerque saw the dog collapse, basically. She was watching and sees this dog collapse from the heat, panting, and busted out the window. And the pet owner was stoked and said thank you and didn't press charges because the woman busted out her window, which is a little crazy because the cops, that's what they said was, hey, man, we realize you called the cops on this person who left the dog in the car, but you broke their window.
It's technically breaking an entry.
You can't break into somebody else's car. But I'll tell you, if it was a kid, I wouldn't even second guess it.
I doubt they would get in trouble
for breaking the window. Oh, no, dude. Are you kidding me? Because then the last thing the parent wants at that point is to call the police. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we can handle this. We should call the police. I did break your window. Let's call the police and tell them, your child was left in a car, you horrible human. I don't care if you're like on the corner and you're walking to the red box and it's still outside and you can see them. Lame.
Mm-hmm. Very lame.
Let your kids walk with you.
Yeah, I couldn't. I'm too afraid.
Yeah, there's no way, dude. So, I don't know. Facebook.com/mystaticradio or, of course, 505-338-3700. You can get your comments on our Facebook page.
Let's see.
What do we got?
Let's see. Isaac says, get him out immediately. If it was a if it was a cat, I would laugh at it and walk away.
I love that. Whoa. First of all, I'd be thoroughly creeped out. No, I'd be creeped out if somebody had their cat in the car.
Cats attack.
Cats are freaky. And then what happens when the cat gets underneath, like, the, you know what I mean? You can't brake or you can't push the gas because it's like,
that's
I don't want to crush my cat. Yeah.
But we're going to die anyway.
I love Tracy's response.
Tracy says, well, if it were dead, then we should. Then there should be no need for you to do anything.
Pretty much, because
right?
the dog's a goner at that point.
Well, if the dog is dead and you still call the cops, the woman or the man, whoever, they're probably going to go to jail at this point.
Yeah, truth. So. Truth. Unless they happen to have a dead dog in the back of their car to begin with and they were already goners.
They're like,
goners.
I was taking it to
I was totally, gone. Wow.
Wrong.
Weird.
Wrong.
Really, really weird.
And that calls for some music.
Yeah. So. Facebook.com/mystaticradio or you can give us a call.
Yep. 338-3700.
Good job, you.
I didn't know what you're doing.
You're my Beastie Boy.
Okay. Got
it. So we go back and forth like this. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Radio.
Yes. There's nothing that goes after that. Okay, sweet. Love and Death, song called Chemicals, right here on Static Radio. Good morning. 9:43 now. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
talking about this woman who recently in Albuquerque busted out the back window because she was walking by and saw a dog collapse in the back of the car and said, uh-uh.
Oh, no, she didn't.
And busted out the back window, called the police, and the police were actually kind of bummed with her because she broke the back window of someone else's property.
You know, there's a lot of backward stories lately.
Yeah. However, when the woman came out and realized her dog had collapsed, she thanked the woman for breaking out her window and saving said dog. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't bummed. So the question is, if you walk past a car, see a dog inside in the blazing heat, what do you do? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to make a comment.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about, you know, the people, the idiots, you know, the, with the heat and everything.
The idiots, yep.
Yes. What about the idiots that are walking their dogs in the middle of the day? I saw these two guys yesterday with two pits walking down the street, and their tongues are hanging out, and they're walking in the heat of the day.
Were they filming a rap music video?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they were just walking, but I see a lot of people doing that.
Walking their dog in the middle of the day. I don't walk my dog ever because that's just hard work.
That's messed up.
I'm just kidding.
No, walking the dog in the middle of the day is probably hard on the human as well.
Well, you know, you would think, right? But no, I feel sorry for these pets, you know, because, I mean, the pavement is hot. And then, you know, if the sidewalk is shaded on one side, they're walking on the opposite side where there is no shade.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, for God's sake, move over to the other side. At least, like, get a little bit of fresh air.
I feel bad for pets in general because I think a lot of times people get pets just because they think they're cute and or they want a dog but cannot really handle the responsibility that comes with it.
Oh, I know. It's like my neighbors, they get dogs and dogs and dogs, and they keep, people steal them and they run away because they don't fix their fence.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm just so sick of it. I love animals, so that's why I need to vent to somebody.
Right on. So, thanks for the call.
So thanks for listening.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. You're walking by, you see a dog in a car, windows rolled up. What do you do?
JD would, without a doubt, save the animal. On that note, I can't stand when ranchers drive down the road with their dogs running around the truck bed.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm afraid they're going to jump out or just, you know.
I feel horrible because the dog's usually standing there and then they make like a sharp turn and like, then the dog flies into the side of the truck bed. It's like, dude, that's messed up, bro.
That's
not cool.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
Brandy says, break the glass and then use the same rock to throw it at the owner.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I got to tell you, though, man, I was watching a show yesterday that was told to me by, a listener, when we were talking about reality TV.
Yeah.
Bro, you got to check out this show. I was shocked because there's a show called Shark Hunters or something like that, and they tag these great white sharks. They don't kill them. They just tag them, you know, because they're endangered. And so, okay, that's one thing. So then I was told, dude, you got to check out this show called Swamp People.
With someone with that accent, of
yes.
course.
Yes. And so I was like, okay, I'll check out Swamp People. So we were watching it, and my wife says, are they killing the alligators, or are they just, like, tagging them? I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure they're just tagging them, right? Because you can't kill. And they're killing all these alligators.
Why?
Yeah. So I guess they're tagging them and killing them because they're
problems?
I was going to say fur. What are they? They're like hide.
Scale.
They're worth lots of bling. And
oh,
like,
yeah. Do you know how expensive those boots are?
So I was watching the show wondering how it's even possible that the show's on television because there's so many people who, like this woman who shattered the back window of this woman's car to get a dog out. And then I'm watching this show where they're straight up like hooking alligators and shooting them in the face.
On screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then like one of them was wanting to trade gator for some stew, and so
how long did you watch this show?
Cue the banjo. Not gonna lie, it was like a marathon yesterday, so I was like, I've got to stop watching this crap, and I couldn't. I kid you not, we watched for like 3 hours.
That's how I get when I watch like Bridezilla.
It was awful.
I don't want to watch it.
But you can't turn away. It's like a car accident. You can't turn away. But these brothers were arguing with the sister, and they found these turtles, and she makes a great turtle stew, and they were talking about how to like...
No!
Yeah. Throw these turtles in like a boiling pot. And so they're like just maiming and killing all these like gators and all this crazy stuff.
Turtles are cute.
I don't know, man. I don't know how they got away with it, because normally you see them like, we have to save the endangered great white, and so we're going to tag him so that we understand and save the whales. Shoot that gator in the face, man! It was crazy!
Well, are they endangered?
I doubt it.
So that's why they can probably kill them.
It was all Cajun style, and they the entire time, it's in English, sort of. They had subtitles the entire show, because it's like, that there dang man, and you have to like read the subtitles to understand what was being said.
Oh, that is so funny.
But they, I guess the goal was like 500 gators each they had to kill.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
Why?
So they're obviously not endangered. I don't know.
Why 500?
I didn't understand the purpose. I was just watching them shoot gators in the face.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know, dude. I tuned in yesterday for the first time. I was just shocked that as
it
we're talking
allowed.
About like saving the dogs and the whales and shooting gators. And so I don't know, man. I guess.
I don't know, man.
It was crazy. I thought of Waverly, like Hugh Waverly in the yeah. background going, hey, man, did you see that gator? That was crazy. Static.
Hey, it's Dan.
Hey,
hello.
Dan.
I am your resident swamp people expert. I've literally
okay.
Daniel's son.
Ever.
I'm so glad you're calling. Okay.
It's quite upsetting, I know. It's one of my guilty, like, Bridezilla, exactly. Okay. Why do I watch this?
You don't want to watch it. It's just
week.
On.
Why
yeah,
exactly. Why are they just, they're just, like, murdering gators?
All right, so here's the backstory. Basically, in Louisiana, back in the day, they had overhunted alligators. I mean, obviously, they do it for food and for
right.
sustenance and to provide for their family. A lot of these people, I mean, that's their
that's
main
what they
for
eat.
The year. So,
yeah.
But... So, yeah, what happened is back in the day they were overhunted. So they were like, okay, alligators are endangered. We're going to stop hunting, whatever. And then they got extremely overpopulated. And so now they hunt them, but they have tags. They do tag them, but
yeah.
after they're dead.
After they're
like
dead.
They're just tracking them. But, yeah, so they tag them so that each alligator is basically, they're very strictly, I guess, controlled. So that way you don't have... underpopulation of the alligators or overpopulation.
Yeah, they left all the babies alone. I noticed that. They're like,
oh,
all
to
the
fend
young
for
ones,
themselves.
All the to fend for themselves. There are alligators!
Baby alligators.
Oh, baby alligators that were like 4 feet long. Those were the babies.
Oh, no.
So the big ones were like 10-foot, 400-pounders that they were like rolling into the boat.
They just caught the biggest alligator in the Philippines. It was
they
20
did.
Feet.
Yeah, 20
That's
feet long.
Legit.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
he's
legit.
All excited.
Yeah. It's a lot of stew.
Yeah, so, definitely.
No, I'm
yeah,
saying.
No, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, it stinks. Where you're like, it stinks that people are killing a bunch of alligators. But at the same time, it's not like they're killing off the alligators, and they're also doing it to provide food and money for their families. So.
It's a circle of life.
And really nice belts.
It's a circle of
No. No really nice
boots.
Belts. Most of them were shirtless with overalls.
Oh, my goodness. It's true.
Oh,
just saying.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was awful, but I couldn't stop watching. I couldn't turn it off.
I'll admit my wife almost bought me a Swamp People hat one time.
Wow.
On it.
Wow.
And, yeah, and that's because Troy Landry, the main character, is always like, show them!
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Daniel Sun.
Oh, damn. We'll see you soon, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Monday.
All right. Yes. Excited.
Woo!
We'll talk
all
to you
right,
soon
bye.
There, Dan. All right.
Bye, guys.
Love that man.
Yep.
Dan Castell. I'm just going to say it because I can.
Yeah.
Joining the crew here soon.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Here at Static Radio.
Yeah.
That guy's got cool radio voice.
Hear that voice?
I know.
That's
right?
Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You can catch him on weekends right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty stoked. Dude, it's 9:52.
That means it's time to go.
The show is over. We're going to go catch some more swamp people.
Or
no,
just,
not really. I've got real things
gonna
to do today.
We're going to catch swamp people.
We're going to catch.
We're going to go catch the swamp people.
I meant the show
that
on
are
television.
Catching.
We're going to go watch it on television
gonna,
is what I meant. However, it sounds like we're going to go catch people in Louisiana.
Yeah. I'm going to take that one.
That would be a great reality TV show.
Except they're
hunters.
They're hunting all the alligators, so we're here to catch them.
On that note, we are out. If you missed any part of the show this morning, mystaticradio.com/mornings. You can podcast us in its entirety
mm-hmm.
for hilarity 24/7.
Yes.
Yeah.
24/7.
We are out. We will see you guys Monday. And yeah, I'm excited.
It's been good.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Another week.
But
this
we're
was
out.
A short week.
We got to roll.
Yeah.
Not for us. We were here every day,
I
remember?
Know. I know. It was a short week for everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peace.
Static Radio's